Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's up, what's up? Welcome into today's Throwback Wednesday. Yes, you heard that right. No more Throwback Thursday. We're going to move it up a day. Every Wednesday, I pull some of our best clips out of the Millionaire Mindcast audio vault for your listening pleasure. Whether it's snippets from my past solo episodes or previous guest interviews, each episode is hand-selected to support you on your march to a million and beyond as you design and take action to achieving your definition of a rich and fulfilling life. So without further ado, let's dig into today's episode right after this short message. Let's take a quick break and hear from today's show sponsor. Are you struggling to close deals? Cold outreach can be a slow and brutal process, and in many scenarios, it's just wasting the time of both the buyer and the seller, especially when business owners who are trying to find qualified buyers are using inaccurate and outdated data. But it doesn't have to be this way. With LinkedIn Sales Navigator, your organization can overcome these challenges by leveraging this amazing technology and platform that translates comprehensive, high-quality buyer data into real-time insights and sales. These deeper insights empower sales reps and teams to adopt the habits of top performers, which leads to much better outcomes like building a bigger pipeline with real customers, leading to higher win rates and conversions, and of course, larger deals and paydays all around. We call this deep sales, and LinkedIn has built the first deep sales platform with the next generation of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Right now, our Millionaire Mindcast family has an amazing opportunity to try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/mindcast. That's linkedin.com/mindcast for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/mindcast and get started. Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of Millionaire Mindcast. I am your host, Matty A, and thanks for tuning in for another week of Wealth Tip Wednesdays. I gotta say, I am feeling the momentum behind a lot of these wealth tips and insights, not only in my own space and some of the areas that I'm really getting intentional about applying some of these different things and testing them out and seeing what works and what doesn't, but really because of you guys. All the great emails and messages and texts that I've been receiving has been awesome to hear. And the best part of all the responses is hearing the success that comes as a result of you applying some of these various tips and strategies to your own wealth journey. So I want to honor you real quick for seeking out this kind of information because, yeah, I mean, a lot of the time it's not sexy, exciting information to learn, but what is sexy is the outcome of it. What is sexy is the long-term security it provides for you and your family. What is sexy is all the awesome trips you'll get to take, all the amazing experiences you'll get to have, the people you'll get to meet, the causes you'll get to support, and so on, right? Now that is sexy. And by getting serious about how you manage your money, you're not only setting yourself up for success in the financial space, but all around you are setting yourself up for more success, more abundance, more wealth in all areas of your life. So today's wealth tip is another great simple budgeting strategy that is going to empower you to get more intimate and in control of your finances. So the 50-20-30 plan, obviously 50-20-30 adds up to 100. That 50-20-30 plan is your income, 100% of your income broken up into 50% spent on necessities, 20% spent on financial obligations, and 30% spent on lifestyle choices. So let me explain in a little bit more detail, okay? 50% is really spent on the essentials. And with this rule, basically 50% of your income or less should go toward paying for all the necessities of your life. And what are the essentials? Well, essentials in this category are the expenses you would probably have regardless of where you lived, where you worked, or what your future plans happen to be, right? These are just items like housing, food, transportation, utilities, etc. Got that? Okay, great. Next is 20% goes to your financial obligations. This is where basically 20% of your take-home pay every single month should be directed toward those things you must do, but you wouldn't necessarily die or be homeless if you didn't do them. So to clarify, financial obligations in this category would fall under your savings contributions, such as, say, a retirement account, an emergency savings account, and basically any money that you are putting towards debt reduction. This is what I like to call the get-ahead category, right? You're chipping away at the things that will serve you on your wealth-building journey moving forward. Lastly, there is 30% of your income that should be allocated towards your lifestyle choices. And this is the category that usually makes the biggest difference in your budget. And that depends on whether you're spending a ton of money on these lifestyle choices and going over your 30%, or if there's areas that you might be able to shrink and have some leftover money in this 30%. So personal lifestyle choice obligations include things like your cell phone, cable, internet plans, say a gym membership, dining out with friends, family, buying gadgets, and so on. And this is the category that you decide what belongs in there and what doesn't. So with that said, with those explanations, your wealth tip challenge this week is to dial in your budget and use this 50-20-30 rule. So here's how you can do this. First, I want you to determine your monthly income. Pretty self-explanatory, right? If you're on a fixed income, this will be quite easy. If you're not, let's just say take your monthly average income over the last 12 months. Next, you're going to print out your last 3 months of bank statements and get three different color highlighters. So let's say yellow will be for the essentials, the 50%. Orange will be for your financial obligations, the 20%. And pink will be your lifestyle choices and the last 30%. Now that we have the legend, let's go through, get them all categorized, then add up each area and see what the total is. Once you have that total, then we can calculate whether you're in alignment with the model, right? Or if any adjustments need to be made. So for example, if you make $10,000 a month, I'm just going to use this for a round easy number, you will want your expenses in the essentials category to be less than $5,000 a month or less than 50% of your take-home income. Next, you'll want to make sure that you're only spending $2,000 a month on the expenses that fall in the financial obligations category or 20% of your take-home income. And lastly, you'll want to be spending $3,000 a month or 30% of your income on lifestyle choices. So that is an easy breakdown, 10K, 5, 2, 3. So just remember, as you do this, try to, you know, stay within the framework, but don't take the rule too seriously and see where you land to start. From there, once you review your income and expenses and you determine what's essential and what's not, then you can create a budget that makes the most of your money and match it to your goals moving forward. I personally found this budgeting plan to be an extremely easy strategy to apply right away. And at the end of the day, it got me in a more intimate space with my finances, which I can always appreciate. And as Dave Ramsey says, budgeting is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want more info on these wealth tips and other insights, head over to themillionairemindcast.com where you'll have access to the show notes. And if you haven't done so already, I'd greatly appreciate it to go into iTunes, leave us a positive review so we can reach more people and improve their financial situation, improve their financial fitness and fluency, because these are all things at the end of the day that if you do want to become wealthy and you do want to have a life of financial abundance and freedom, then you will need to understand these things at a very high level, and you will need to build up the muscles of discipline in your money mindset. Until next time, my friends, never stop investing in yourself and your wealth on your march to a million and beyond. Cheers.